in. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. Here's a Monster Family shout out. Part of the Monster Family, Tim Hartshorn, who listens to us in San Antonio, Texas. He's an Uber driver, and he keeps us on while he's driving Uber. He feels like he's got someone riding with him. I would suggest that. That's really cool. If you're actually in Orlando and you're an Uber driver, keep Real Radio on, because people that are from out of town or whatever, gives them a flavor of what Orlando's like. You know, they get to hear what's going on right here in the city that you're riding them around in. So I think that's pretty cool. Welcome back. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Dirty Jim, Angel, and Carlos. It's a beautiful Tuesday. I told you that something actually came true, and it's this. On the way in, I heard that in New York City, a woman was attacked by a pack of wild dogs.
See?
And did not have her knife on her.
Wow.
But yeah, a pack of wild dogs.
You laughed at me.
Don't hold your arms up like your point was proven. It was New York City.
Carlos has been worried. You laughed at me.
That's right.
I continue
to. Didn't this just happen in like Tennessee or something where a woman was killed by a pack of dachshunds?
Another pack of wild dogs.
Pack of dachshunds?
I swear.
I didn't think they could kill.
God, I would kill the hell out of some dachshunds.
Yeah, there's like 50 of them.
This was in New York, and a woman
like
was
I am legend.
You know, in New York, people pay people to walk their dogs. That's like a big thing. It's a big job. So this woman was walking
This is my nightmare you're citing.
About
here.
Eight dogs, and they happened to be, half of them were pit bulls or whatever. She's walking the dogs, and they start pulling, and they pull away from her, and like, oh my God, and the pack of dogs running down the street. Street and just attack a woman.
God.
Imagine if you had had, had your knife with you.
I know what I do. I got my knife.
Yep.
And I start stabbing.
Stab crazy.
That's
oh my God. I love dogs.
Just
I have
swing
dogs,
stab.
But I'm like, this is it. This is my finals. You know, this is my moment.
Right. Right.
Am I going to be a LeBron or a J.R. Smith?
It's the only reason you carry a knife.
That's pretty much it.
Was a woman in Oklahoma. Died after being attacked by a pack of small flea-bitten dogs, according to belonging to a neighbor. Tracy Garcia, 52, seven small dogs near her home outside of Ardmore, Oklahoma.
This is why
each dog weighed less than 40 pounds.
Oh, my God. This is why I tell people you should carry a knife on you. Just in case you're walking down the street. It's a beautiful day. You're walking da-da-dee-da-da-da. A pack of dogs turn a corner. Nobody else is there but you and them, and you are screwed.
It can happen. There's proof right there. It happened in New York last night.
She was 77 years old.
Okay.
For her, that was probably her preferred way to go out.
You know, there's a reason I don't tell all the details of some of these stories.
It's always so fun.
You didn't have to tell that part.
It makes me feel a little better. Well, Russ, thanks a lot. Angel, thanks. This is,
I want him really on guard, Angel. I want him to really have to think about it.
I am on guard right now. I'm gone.
Okay, she was 77. But that's anyway. True. Attacked by a pack of wild dogs.
Don't.
If you don't think Carlos is on guard for this, you don't know how he walks around here. He literally, when he says to us on the air that he anticipates walking around some corner in the great city of Orlando, and a pack of wild dogs waiting for him there, he firmly believes that.
Angel, you got more of a chance of it happening here in Orlando than you would probably in New York.
Apparently Oklahoma. They got rabid dachshunds riding around.
I did a deep dive on dog bites. And they're horrific.
Yeah.
The accounts are horrific.
They are.
Dogs are our friend one moment. And then in the very next moment, they turn into these vicious beasts that have no stopping in them.
When I heard that story, they tailed this other story along with it, and I'm curious of what we predict at 9 o'clock. At 9 o'clock, Deborah Roberts comes in here, and Deborah Roberts has a show with Jimmy on Fridays.
Yeah,
and so Jimmy, you've talked to her a lot. Mm. We've talked to her a lot as well because she's been coming here for the past year or so. What do you think she's going to feel about this? And I think I might know, but I heard both sides of the issue, and I'm like, I wonder where Deborah Roberts is going to be. And it's this in the kennel racing. Really, the state of Florida is about the only place that still does it.
Is that true?
And it's been banned pretty much everywhere else. And there's a referendum or a vote in November to ban kennel racing, dog racing here in the state of Florida. And they had two people speaking. And one was like, it's horrible the way they treat the dogs, and the dogs get treated so badly, and that's why it's terrible. And then someone on the other side, this keeps the breed still around. If we don't have the racing, the breed will probably go away. It's a wonderful breed of dogs, and they treat them so well. And these dogs are having a great time. So
they're partying, man.
So it's two sides of the story.
They love it.
So where do you think, and so we'll be able to vote in November whether we want to get rid of dog racing or keep it around to keep the breed around. What do you think Deborah Roberts will say?
Well, can I speak on behalf as a Lyman Greyhound?
Yes, you can. I mean, that gives you better qualification than any of the rest of us.
He went to Lyman
our high school was literally next to the Greyhound
track. Across the street. That's why they were the Greyhound.
A rock from there and hit the Greyhound.
I know. And when I tell people that, they laugh and they go, no, really? And no, I go, no, really? We were named after the Greyhound track. So
yeah,
this
overflow
is...
parking is in the track. Parking lot.
That's
okay?
True. Yeah, yeah. But the gambling facility, yeah.
So I know no different. Yeah, I've always, and I've actually, I think I've been maybe once in my life. And
so the Greyhound must be the fastest dog of all dogs.
It is. Okay. It is. And I love dogs. I know the prior conversation of me talking about stabbing dogs doesn't probably connect with that, but those were wild dogs.
Uh-huh.
No, the Greyhound, I don't know enough about it. If they're really being treated well, then let them race.
There are people that say that the dogs love this. They're treated like kings. It keeps the breed around. If you don't have the racing anymore, then the breed will die off.
And we can drink and gamble to it.
But they're odd-looking dogs. But then there are other people that say...
Oh, man, they're awesome.
They're made to keep them in a kennel for a week. And that way, if you keep them in a kennel for a week, when you let them out, they're really ready to run.
But if you ever get a Greyhound in like a house setting, they're like their attitude is kind of like a crackhead. They're very skirmish.
Because they want to be running around.
No, yeah. But there's the Greyhound dog rescues, and they're really you get them into a house setting,
how many
they're
you
real
got?
Docile dogs. I have a couple friends of mine that have done the rescue.
Really?
Yeah, a few of them in Baldwin. There's a guy that lived right down the street in my old house back in the day that I lived in probably 8 or 10 years ago. At the end of my street. That's what they did. They took in Greyhounds, and they adopted them out into loving
they're
homes.
They're awesome, man. They're fun to be around.
They look weird being
they're
walked.
They're very alien-looking.
But they have a weird kind of walk to them.
So, Jimmy, do you think Deborah Roberts will be for getting rid of dog racing or
she would probably she'd want to get rid of it.
Get rid of it.
If I had to guess, and if I know Deb, she would probably find that to be an abusive act. The dog doesn't really have it. I'm not saying that they all have free will per se, but you know, my dog's in my house. They can lay wherever they want to do, you know, pretty much do what they want. They have a set of a free will, but those dogs do not. Their life is pretty much running.
But I have a theory that if you have a Greyhound dog and you leave it in a little apartment or you leave it in a little house and you don't have a yard for it to run around, it's just like being in a kennel anyway. It's locked up in a small room.
You know who disagree?
Who that?
The Greyhound. He's like, the ground is like, cages are tiny. This is a massive, giant apartment.
Yeah.
I can turn around twice in my cage. I'm pooping on the carpet right now.
And that's just being aware of any kind of breed, because there's types of breeds of dogs that you are encouraged to make sure that you walk them every day because they're very active. There's other kind of breeds of dogs that it's cool to let them lie around and everything. It's just being aware of the type of breed of dog that you buy or bring into your house.
Now, I have a theory. Other dogs watch the Greyhounds chasing that rabbit, and they're, man, I wish I could chase that rabbit. they're like, man, that looks like fun. They get to run all around the... Man, that looks like fun.
But when they catch him, there's no payoff.
Well, they get
good boy. Good
they
boy.
Get fed. Good boy. Good boy. Good boy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the old pat, and you get to take maybe a doo-doo where nobody's just staring at you, wondering if that's going to make you run faster.
So, do you think?
Is that true?
Yeah, everybody used to think that if your dog went doo-doo before the race, that he was going to run faster.
Oh, that's funny.
So, do you think they should get rid of racing dogs in the state of Florida?
I don't know enough about it. I would say no. Just because.
But here's the thing, though. Coming in on the text already. They're saying, I don't know if this is a really big problem or whatnot, but for example, the same way that cockfighting is illegal, they think that if you take these establishments away, that the dog racing would go underground and the punishment or the maltreatment of these dogs would become infinitely worse.
Right. It's not going to go away. It's just going to go underground.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and I don't know how popular underground dog racing is.
I don't know either.
I know how popular underground cockfighting is.
Yeah,
and
is it really?
Oh, dude!
Oh, yeah,
Orlando. It's Orlando, but we have the greater Orlando area, Kissimmee, BVL, those kind of areas out there, Buenaventura Lakes, all that, and the Loop, all that. There are some very well-established centers of this. They shut them down every now and then.
Well, it's huge in Puerto Rico, and there's a huge Puerto Rican, influx
because of Hurricane Maria.
Yeah, and so it makes sense. But a dog tracing rack—that is a whole different thing.
So if people think, and look, and someone's all mad, he's like, you don't know what you're talking about. No, we don't. I think we've said several times, we don't know what we're talking
about.
We're just talking from our limited knowledge on dog racing. This is what we know. So if you do know more, give us a call, 407-916-104, and stop being a little bitch on the Texas service.
See, see what happens when you don't get enough sleep? Yeah. Sorry. You are honoring.
Hey, sorry.
Dude, son of a bitch, I'll kill you.
So if you get rid of dog racing, do you believe you should get rid of horse racing? Because, I mean, it's animals racing. It's the same thing, right?
I don't know. What do you think? Where do you think the greyhound weighs in on the fastest land animals on Earth?
Ooh.
Number three.
No.
Not quite that high.
Number eight.
It's shocking how fast some animals are that you'd never thought. What do you think is fastest, a greyhound or an ostrich?
Ostrich.
Ostrich.
Ostrich. Ostrich by half a mile an hour.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Not much, then.
What do you think is faster, a greyhound or a coyote?
Ooh. Coyote's probably faster.
Greyhound.
Is he wildy?
Yeah.
Wildy.
About the same. What do you think is faster, a coyote or a greyhound or a red kangaroo?
But them red kangaroos are quick.
Red kangaroo.
They're red kangaroo all day.
Red kangaroos a mile an hour faster. They run about a greyhounds can run about 43 miles an hour. 43 miles an hour, and I think that's about the same as a thoroughbred, right?
Wait a minute, does the kangaroo hop that fast, or does it run?
You got to remember, when they're hopping, they're covering 15-20 feet per stride. So
it's hopping that fast.
Yeah. Imagine seeing that coming towards you.
And it says
with those strobe lights going.
And how about this? You know what it says?
The aliens are getting me.
The faster it hops, the less energy it actually consumes.
Oh, because it's almost flying.
It's flying. Going. I mean, you're just, boom.
Like Superman.
Boom, yeah. Man. Wow, can you imagine? That must be fun to watch. I bet those strides are pretty darn high.
Yeah. And cheetah is the fastest?
Cheetah is the fastest in the 60-mile-an-hour range, for sure. Yeah.
So do we think people in the state of Florida are going to vote out the dog racing?
It sounds like an issue that people would kind of be like, yeah. You know, like they would just kind of vote against it.
Yeah. Because when I heard this morning, they said the state of Florida is really, it's where the most dog racing is, and it's one of the last places where it's still legal, and they're trying to make it illegal. Okay. Oh, we got some calls? Okay, let's see. These people might know a little bit more about it than we do. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe not.
Now we got some dog track experts.
Oh, let's see here. There's a... Hey, David, you're on the radio, 104.1. What's up, David?
Hey, Russ, how you doing?
I'm great, man.
I worked at one of the kennel clubs for 10 years.
Good. Now, you can tell me stuff. Okay. I've always wondered. There are people that are PETA people, and they love animals, and I'm like, oh, my God, those dogs are so abused behind the scenes. You don't know what goes on. You've been behind the scenes. What did you see?
Yes. Well, first off, those greyhounds love to run.
Sure.
And they don't like losing. And I have seen, trainers get upset when things happen to dogs, but at the same time, I have seen bad stuff happen.
Yeah.
I have seen absolutely horrific accidents happen. I think, having seen the industry, and they are fantastic dogs, I do think it's time for the industry's run its course.
Oh, really?
Because do they get injured do they get injured that often? Like, is it every race there are like two of the dogs get knocked out and then have to be put down?
What's an injury? Yeah, what kind of injuries are you talking about?
Most of the time when you have an injury, they'll injure what's called the stopper bone down by their front foot, especially on the right side.
Right.
Because when they're hitting that first turn is when they're hitting their top speed.
Right.
And a lot of force is being put down on those feet. But I've seen also people who are concerned about the dogs also should know that every track, when they are running dogs, there is a vet on hand and has to be by law. So there is a vet there in the case of accidents, to be taken care of.
So would you say the dogs that are winners, the ones that race a lot and everything, would you say they're abused? Would you say they're treated well? Would you say they're...
I would not say that they're abused. I have seen where certain trainers had certain ideas about how how to treat a flea problem that isn't necessarily the best thing for the dog.
Right.
Or
like a taser?
In one case, the dog wasn't peeing, So we thought, okay, I need to give the dog a diuretic to get him to pee.
Oh, God.
Well, actually, it turns out the dog was already dehydrated. That's why he wasn't peeing.
So that didn't help you.
So that, this guy is, I've actually seen him cry because the dog got injured severely enough to be put down. Truly cares about his dog.
So the trainers do love their dogs. Hey, are dogs like that are very fast and that do well, are they bred kind of like horses are bred when they're you know, winners?
Yes, they are. We had one dog that broke her leg, but she was so fast, the owner literally called the track, says, I don't care what it costs, do not put that dog down.
Wow.
Also the track I worked at had a no-kill policy.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So unless the injury was so severe that the dogs could not recover from it, they were not put down. They were sent out, fixed up, and adopted out. And as a matter of fact, Greyhound Pets of America was actually started by trainers.
Right.
I'm tired of seeing dogs that could no longer run just be put down.
And so, and you worked at a track for like 10 years or so, and you're even saying that you think it might be time, it might have run its course.
Yeah.
I'm really glad you called because I haven't made a decision on this. And a lot of times when you hear on both sides, one side will totally villainize the entire industry, and then the other side will say, oh, no, it's just so wonderful. And it's got to be somewhere in the middle, you know? I mean, it can't be. I'm sure not everybody that works for the track just is abusing every single dog.
Right.
And they just couldn't be. But also, I'm sure it's not as fluffy,
pristine
as the other side says.
It is not.
Yeah.
People are eating breakfast, so I'm not going to talk about some of the stuff I've seen there.
Yeah.
Have you seen it? Have you ever seen them give the dogs cocaine?
No. Okay, that is another thing. First off, giving a dog cocaine before to run would backfire.
Oh, why?
That dog weighs in and sits in that kennel for about an hour minimum before it races. So by the time they would actually get to run, they'd be crashing.
I'm just saying, repeating what's being texted in. There's one guy here who vehemently believes that you guys give dogs cocaine, and he texted it over and over and over.
No, because I do know somebody that their dog's tested positive for cocaine, but it was, we're talking, parts per billion.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Right. You know,
and I was just partying with my dog.
You laugh about it. I mean, imagine a little bit of coke, if it makes a dog run well enough to win a cake, and you go up there and put a big bet. I mean,
why not?
But like I said, anything that you're going to give the dog that's going to speed him up, by the time he actually runs,
he's
going to be coming off of it.
Yeah. All right, so I appreciate you calling me. So you're saying
that's poor quality.
If put up to vote, you would vote it out. You think it's run its course?
Yeah, I think it has.
Okay, thank you for calling, buddy. I appreciate it. 407-916-104. Well, a lot of people calling about this. I'm probably going to agree with Jimmy that Deborah Roberts will say, get rid of it.
Oh,
But, man, I got to tell you, the side I heard this morning from someone who was pro racing, they seem to think if you don't have racing, the entire breed will be dead and gone. People won't keep the breed around. And
right now, I'm not 100% sure it's not being kept around just so the poker tables can run, because I believe that's part of the stipulation to have the poker games at the dog tracks. One of the reasons you see them is the dogs have to run. It has to be part of the gaming experience at the property or something like that. There's there's some stipulation. And so I don't know. I don't know if that's the only reason it's being kept around, because every single article I just researched while we were talking about it is like, hey, it's time.
Yeah. Huh. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning. The Monsters Mornings on Real Radio 104.1. Before we ask Deborah Roberts, we want to get with Detective Barr because she's on hold. I guess she couldn't make it in here today. She's a very busy woman. On the line with us right now from Crime Line is Detective Barb. Hello, Detective Barb. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What are you up to today? Now, last week you couldn't see us. You were doing something special. What you got this week?
Last week I was in Melbourne with a bunch of elderly.
Yeah.
And today I'm standing here at the Crime Stoppers State Conference, which we're hosting, so obviously I needed to be here for this.
For sure.
But I really got one quick message I want to do. We're doing something very cool on Friday. We are doing a pop-up community event in Wildwood. So anybody who's in Wildwood between 11:30 and 1:30, stop and see us at the Wildwood Community Center. We're giving away free hot dogs and soda and water as long as it lasts. Come meet the chief of police. Come meet Crime Line. And we will be at 6500 Powell Road. So with our brand new fancy trailer we have, we're going to start doing these pop-up community events all over Central Florida. And this is our first one.
Okay, very good. Are there any bad guys we're trying to catch this week or no?
No, I don't have time for bad guys. I got to go talk to all these people that are my guests.
All right, we'll see you, Mark.
All right, you going to do your thing. It's a Take the Bar from Crime Line. 407-916-1041 is the phone number.
We just got Jeff Howled.
Before you answer, let me get it all out before you answer, Deborah Roberts, because we all kind of debated what we thought you would say. All so right. on the way in this morning, I heard the debate about, I guess in November, there'll be a vote in the state of Florida on whether we should continue greyhound racing or not. The state of Florida is the only, one of the only states that still does it.
Yeah.
Out of the 18, 12 of them are here in the state of Florida. I heard one side talking about, oh my gosh, they're terrible to the dogs and the dogs are kept in kennels and it's horrible. Then I heard another side and they were like, oh no, they're great with the dogs. The dogs love the running. And if we don't have this particular kind of racing, then this breed will die out. And it's really good to keep the breed. Well, you've already given away.
Dude, I'm surprised you even went into this far into it. All you had to say was greyhound racing.
We need a segment.
Yeah. So you are against the greyhound racing.
I am. It's antiquated. Look, there's nobody that really even goes to greyhound racing anymore.
I don't know about that.
But that's the thing. Like, I first shot hearing it, I'm like, yeah, get rid of it. But then you have to sit back and you go, okay, is this a real industry that supports people? I would like to look at the data. How often are dogs hurt? What is? But I don't even know if that the lady called in earlier. There's no data to check.
No,
you know,
they won't release that data. Yeah, like when you find out what they feed the dogs, it's an acronym and it starts off with the word diseased.
Yeah. Yeah.
They eat what's left over. It's the diseased parts of animals that they eat. They don't even get decent dog food.
I will tell you, it's kind of interesting, Deb, because, you know, doing my poker tournament at the Daytona Beach Kennel Club for many, many years, I think it ran for almost 10 years. I was telling the boys earlier this morning that remarkably, I thought that same thing. I was like, wow, man, this is kind of an antiquated way to entertain yourself, but it is gambling, and people do love to gamble.
Right.
And it's a form of gambling people think they can maybe figure out. Right, because they can True. Have their theories on how the dogs will run or whatever.
Yeah, just like horse racing.
Right, exactly. So with that said, the nights that they would run the dogs that would coincide with my tournament would be packed. When I say packed,
there are people that go.
People bringing their families and kids doing homework in the stands.
Oh, that's good parenting.
That's good parenting.
But Deborah, this is not a parenting question.
For you, the question really is how well the dogs, if you had proof that the dogs were treated well and they enjoy running after, you know, Sparky or whatever it is they're chasing, and would you have a problem with them using the dogs for gambling? Is that the problem? Or is your problem with the way they're treated?
The way that they're treated. The way that they're put down. I mean, you remember the stories years ago that when the dogs weren't fast, they just went and shot them and they were piles of dead dogs.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's the heart of your industry, then remember it's the heart of your industry. Look at just the difference between dog racing and horse racing.
Yeah.
Look at the stud fees that Justify is going to be able to pull in because he won the Triple Crown.
So are you for horse racing? Are you okay with horse racing?
I'm okay with horse racing because the animals are so lauded.
And they're treated like, kings and queens.
I mean, they are. I mean, Justify is going to get, $200 million for stud fees? You're not going to see that with a greyhound.
Russ, they treat these horses like they're worth $75 million.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Because they're worth $75 million.
Well, but Deborah,
just like overseas with the camels. They opened their first camel hospital.
It's hard for me to believe that something is either black or white. It's all bad or it's all good.
No, there's always areas.
Because
prey.
We talked to some people this morning, and they said, oh, no, we take great care of these dogs. They make us money. We love these dogs. And these dogs are part of our family. They just happen to race. We heard some of that. But then there's the other side, too. So, listening to both sides, I was like, okay, well, you don't want the breed to totally go away.
And I don't think it would.
No.
I mean, because the greyhound wasn't created for greyhound racing, and it is a fast, you know, it is a dog that needs to run. So if you were to adopt a greyhound from one of the racetracks, you do need to be aware that a dog's going to need a lot of exercise.
Now, you know what? We 15th fastest animal on the planet.
We had the exact opposite this morning. A woman that actually adopted two of them, she said that they just lay around. They're sprinters.
They've raced enough.
Well, she said they're sprinters.
Raced enough.
And they're kind of docile and they kind of lay around
and they're very docile.
Dogs, yeah.
They're very docile. They're very, very sweet breed. And, you know, a lot of times, I know when I first moved and saw the muzzles on them, the assumption was that they were just rabid animals that just wanted to tear at each other. They muzzle them because they're bored in their cages behind the scenes, and it keeps them from eating the crates.
Yeah.
Texting service is checking in this morning, 77031. That's the number. Remember, text that to Real Radio anytime you want to make a comment. People do it all the time. Now, we were talking earlier about if you had facts, Carlos, if you knew the actual facts.
Yeah.
Now, this is a fact coming in from the texting service. It's certainly worthy of vetting, but we'll say it anyway, right? It said the facts are a greyhound dies every 3 days in Florida from racing.
Okay.
Hmm. Yeah, see.
That. But also, we've got with people who are like, oh, they give those dogs cocaine. And we talked to the guy this morning that worked there for 10 years. He said, that's not accurate because if they gave them cocaine, they're in a pen an hour before they race, it already would be coming down.
Yeah, we like to give them the most expensive drug on the planet, but then feed them dead dogs.
Right.
That doesn't make any sense.
Huh?
You're
going to
rub your dog's gum with them, literally the biggest party drug on the planet, and then feed them S? Come on, man.
I wonder how many golden retrivers die every 3 days.
Yeah,
you know, like, I don't know.
Framing over hug?
Yeah, I don't know. I just...
Or pit bulls.
I would think now greyhounds, how long is a greyhound's life, you know, racing?
You know? Not very long.
Yeah. I don't know. That's actually a good question.
You know, I wonder if it's years, is it months? And that would show a lot because... I don't know. I'm not trying to keep dog track.
No,
hoping. I just want
to. And I don't necessarily want to see it shut down and see an industry that does support people and their families and is a form of entertainment for families. You know, I'm not, you know, like a PETA bra burning screaming freak. I just, if you're going to make your money off the backs of the animals, at least have the decency to not feed them food with an acronym that starts with the letter D, which stands for disease.
Yeah.
Give them a decent diet. Give them decent accommodations. Don't put them in a crate that you have to muzzle them for because they're so bored, they're chewing their enclosure.
Right.
That's not asking a lot.
They say that the dogs can begin racing at about a year and a half old, 15 months or so. And they retire from racing between 3 and 5 years of age. So theoretically, they can race actively for about 3 to 4 years.
And then the problem is, what do you do with those dogs afterwards, right? Because afterwards,
you feed them to the other dogs.
It's not a dog that most people want to adopt because it's not as cute, really, as other dogs.
I got Audrey online, too. She just adopted a greyhound.
Just because Audrey has one doesn't make him adorable.
Hey, Audrey.
Hey.
Hi, what made you adopt a greyhound?
Well, we had talked about it for years, and we actually had talked about fostering greyhounds, and we had lost our dog back in October, and we were doing that, are we going to get another dog, blah, blah, blah. So we went through the whole thing about, well, we talked about having greyhounds. Let's go and check it out. So I'm in Jacksonville, so I went to the Jacksonville, the greyhound adoption place here in Jacksonville, because we do still have an active track here.
Right.
And so we went through, there's an adoption process. You have to apply for it and blah, blah, blah. So you go in there and they're all housed in the same place.
Yeah.
They're in like these long kennels. They don't have homes. So they're housed in these big kennels. And you know, I'm not saying that they're well taken care of, but their basic needs are taken care of. They are air conditioned. They're heated. They're not like out, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know what they've been fed before. Obviously, when they're racing, they have a different diet. When I got mine, when you go in there, there was probably like 12 that were up for adoption. They're ready to go. So you decide which one you want. They don't let you take it home right away. You have to think about it. And once you decide, they go in and they get them fixed. They get them fully vetted. When you take them home, they're supposed to be fully vetted. They're supposed to have no parasites, no heartworms. They have them fixed. They're not fixed until you decide to adopt them.
Right.
You have
Audrey,
all your papers.
What's been your experience with your dog, though? Like, is everything that you're saying, has it been accurate?
As far as she's okay, but they take a little while to adapt to getting, you know, they've never been in a home, so they take a while to adapt to that. But I can tell you this, I've had that dog for 5 months now. I've been to 3 different vets. And 8 different times.
Damn.
Of parasites.
Yeah. Oh, parasites. Yeah.
And Go ahead.
Well, you mentioned something earlier. You said blah, blah, blah. What were you talking about there?
Ignore him.
All right, Audrey, thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Audrey.
I don't think anybody would support if they were actually doing anything bad to the dogs. But if you had proof that the dogs were treated well like racehorses, just the fact that they are racing, does that bother you?
No.
No, okay. No.
Russ, but to go to this, all right, so this morning we had a guy who had this 10-year career in dog racing, and he said, oh, no, that cocaine thing, that's not really true.
Yeah.
Well, you take a second, you start doing some news, and it actually is. In the state of Florida, in the last 20 years, they've had dogs test positive for cocaine 230 times.
Oh!
And they're like, I wasn't doing it.
Then, they're not releasing the information, and when it does come out, it's damning, and it's damaging, and it doesn't do the industry any good.
Right.
So it seems like if they had better oversight or yes. more, you know, I guess, transparency with all that information.
Learn the lesson from SeaWorld. Learn the lesson from Blackfish. Learn the lesson from the documentary and how the public just absolutely turned on that huge company, which has done so much good and continues to do so much good in Texas, California, here in Florida with rescuing wildlife, rehabilitating wildlife, something that the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission could never do on its own. Look at how the tide turned against them. If these details come out against greyhound racing, the calls for them to be shut down is going to be even louder.
Well, we'll be voting in November for this.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. That's an excellent point. And the dogs were quoted as saying, I don't have a problem. You have a problem. You have a problem. I just love to race fast.
I learned it from you.
I learned from watching you, dog owner. You do a bunch of mess.
Why'd you start doing cocaine?
And apparently,
I learned it from you.
Dog racing is still incredibly popular in the UK and Ireland, believe it or not.
What, cocaine?
Well, no.
I'm not saying
you're
doing well here, too.
Yeah, no, I'm saying dog racing.
Oh, okay.
Too.
Yeah, but we all know cocaine's an international language.
Yeah, and those Brits bet on anything.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
And as a half Colombian, I will say thank you.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
My people, thank you.
There you go.
Although now, thanks to the Mexicans, they're taking the heat from the Colombians. We appreciate it.
Well, we could have guessed. Like, it was pretty. We all said we thought you were going to be against the dog racing. If there was any chance that they treat the dogs bad at all, you know.
I don't agree with anything, be it people or animals. I just don't agree that you make your money off their back and then you treat them.
You know what's
like
going to be horrible is when the robots take over and they control us.
Seriously,
and they have us humans racing.
Seriously,
all right.
That day is coming, man.
That's
that
right
day
around
is
the corner.
And Russ is like, "Shoo, don't pick me.
Give me the cocaine." All right, you're
I'll go grab some from the newsroom.
You're listening to Monster in the Morning.